Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. We get ready to take you into a word entitled Save Yourselves. I want you to look at Peter and his discourse on the day of Pentecost. He told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. After he told them how to be saved, look at what he said in verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Let's go into the word, and I want to show you how to save yourself after you've been saved. God bless you.
And multiple millions of people sit in church and do this, just go through the motion. They do not go study. They do not get their own approval from God. And many of them are going to stand unapproved before God. So it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God. Because many, and he's telling you why you're supposed to try the spirit. I was looking at this one day, and the Lord showed me. He said, notice I said, try the spirit. He said, I didn't say try the message. Later on, he alluded to what comes out of their mouth. But right here, he said, I said, try the spirit. And that became so interesting to me, because I done met people in this city. One of them I met, because I never wanted to be alone. It was just my stand put me by myself for a long time. But I never really wanted to be alone, but I had this desire to be in fellowship with people. And I just met some crooks. And I see pure. The Bible says, unto the pure, all things are pure. I just see good in you. I can discern. I can see things, but I choose not to see that. I see the good. And a lot of people have taken that for weakness in me. And so I said that to say this, that many preachers right here in this city, and he literally think I'm after him. I ain't after him. I'm just preaching the truth with no respect to person. But I met him, and I literally thought this man was really genuine. And I just wanted to yoke up with him, because I didn't want to be out there by myself. So I yoked up with this brother, and I was the one planted the first seed, got him on network. This is a network that got like 20 to 25 different radio stations around the country. And I got so much favor with the man. He asked me to come back on now with no contract. And look, you tell me what you want to pay. I'm serious. But I got him on there because I believed in the guy. And I sold the first seed and then found out this man was preaching a lie. Lord, that hit me. Amen. But I had to learn some of these things I'm teaching y'all. I had to learn it. And then he said, try the spirit. If I'd have tried the spirit and not, he was preaching truth. This is what took me in. He was preaching the truth, but I should have tried his spirit. Because see, when you try the spirit of a person, you'll know that person. And so I was listening to his message, but I didn't try his spirit. And now that guy out there telling a bunch of lies, teaching some truth and turning the truth into a lie. But now God got me confronting him and coming right back teaching the public, hey, this is what that word said. Go check it out. Go check Curtis Lewis out and go check him out. I'm telling you, that's what God sent me to do, to tell the public, check me out first and check everybody else out. And here's how you do it. That's my mission in this city. But it said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of God. Because many, here's why you got to try every spirit. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Then he said, now hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because that's deeper than what it's saying. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. That's deeper than what it appear to be saying. Now, let's look at this next verse right here, 1 John 2, verse 26. And then I'm going to sum everything up that I'm saying. So just follow me. I'm reading scriptures now, but I got a point, and I'm going somewhere with all of this. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. There's a lot of people and preachers out here seducing people because everybody not getting what we getting. But these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received abideth in you. And you need not that any man should teach you. Why is he saying you need not that any man should teach you? Because the Bible said he gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher for the perfecting of the saints in Ephesians 4 and 11. Why is this scripture said you don't need any man to teach you? What is he saying? He's simply saying, yeah, you've been given an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but you are not just dependent upon them. Because what they say supposed to bear witness with what he say in you. And if the one that's in you that gave you an unction, say something different than what I'm saying, go with what's in you. If it's the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not talking about your own spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost, that when he come, he going to guide you in all truth. That's your safety device. That's the city's safety device. If the people in this city start listening to the Holy Ghost within them, they wouldn't be held captive by these preachers and by these religions. But because people elevate personality over God talking, that's how they get the seed. So he said, but the anointing which you have received abideth in you. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got an anointing. And he unctions you regarding things that are truth. He abideth in you. But the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie. As it has taught you, you shall abide in him. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is more than just speaking in tongues. That's his manifestation. And it's an awesome manifestation. But the Holy Ghost residing in you that you might know all truth. And he is the one, when you go pick that Bible back up and you look at that, my God, Pastor LJ was right. My God, Pastor Moore was right. My God, Apostle Lewis was right. That's when he give you your approval. You got to study. You think that's in there? Study to show yourself approved, and then you can go years without studying these things and you're approved? Mm-mm. Tell you this instruction. And now that we're closer to the end, it's instruction you better follow to the T. Hallelujah. I'm going to sum it all up. I'm just about done with this part over here. John 16, verse 13. It says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, Holy Ghost, same Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. Now, John 17, 17, the Bible said, thy word is truth. This Bible is truth. Okay? Now, when the Holy Ghost come, his job now is to guide you in all truth. There may be some truth you don't understand, but once you heard it, faith come by hearing, that Holy Ghost now going, he's responsible to break that thing down and make you understand. It ain't like that God got the truth here and some of it you understand, some of it you don't know. He guides you in all truth. So he's more than just the utterance. He's there to be an instructor. He's there to teach. He's there to guide. So when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he going to guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. He's in touch with heaven. He's in touch with Christ. He's in touch with everything written. He's going to bring everything back to your memory. Hallelujah. Whatever you hear, that shall he speak. Boy, I'm telling you, if you got the Holy Ghost, you're safe if you just listen to it. And I'm trying to teach the city how to be safe because I see too many of them being lied to. And I have a responsibility in my generation to at least sound an alarm. Now, if they want to stay with Reb after I done sound the alarm, if they want to stay there because I put the first brick there, that's on you, the monkey off my back. Isaiah 28 and verse 9 through 11 says, watch this. Question, then he's going to give the answer. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Asking a question. Who you think God going to teach knowledge? First of all, that person that's going to go pick this word up and get their own approval from God, he's going to teach you knowledge. He'll let you hear what you heard and take you deeper in what you heard if you do what he said, study it. And I'm not talking about study depending on your intellect. I'm talking about studying depending on the Holy Ghost. So it's whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Hallelujah. It's so important to understand doctrine. But he asks a question, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Then he's going to give you the answer. Them that are weaned from the milk. Now, most of the time when I teach on Wednesday night, I'm still on the commandments of God. And I'm not finished with that. I stay on things because I know I'm strategically going somewhere. And I'm making what they call a paper trail. Well, I'm making a word trail. And then I can come back and compile it all together. And then I give the public something they can look at to compare it to the things they're hearing. Because it said, he that wins souls is wise. I'm trying to win some souls. I'm trying to get some people to heaven. Hallelujah. And so I want people to know the truth. I'm not out here hitting and missing. A lot of these preachers out here trying to be popular. Man, I could care less about that. Don't faze me. Hallelujah. But it says, these are the ones that he going to teach knowledge, and these are the ones that he going to make to understand doctrine. You want to understand the doctrines of this whole book? Be weaned from the milk. Now, he was referring to his commandments, those Ten Commandments. Those Ten Commandments is the key, because the Bible said thy commandments is broad, and it gives me understanding. And that's why I still deal with those Ten Commandments. I had no idea when I started to teach. God told me, whosoever shall teach these, he shall be called great in the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 5. And he said, whosoever shall break them shall be called least. Now, if you want to be called great, get to know the God's laws and establish them in your heart. And don't let some shallow-minded religion tell you we're under grace, we're not under law, and not even know what they're talking about. Grace itself is a law. Don't have time to get into it. But these are the ones he's going to teach knowledge. These are the ones he's going to make to understand doctrine, them that are weaned from the milk. And when you get that right, righteousness is so broad. God, he said, I have many things to say unto you. You just can't bear now. Why? Because you got to be established and weaned from the milk. Then God got so much out here he want to talk to us about. So that's what he's saying here. And I can go all through the other scriptures and prove it, but I don't have the time. But I'm teaching and I'm going somewhere in this. But these are the ones he's going to teach knowledge, and these are the ones he's going to make to understand doctrine. Those that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Then you can take this Bible and read it, and you can and the Holy Ghost will make sure you, everything you read, it'll match perfectly. It's like a puzzle. He'll let you see things all over. He said every scribe is able to take from the old and the new and tell you what the mind of God is. Hallelujah. He'll let you put every scripture together and never violate nothing in the book. These are the kind of Christians got to walk out in the earth now and deal with society, deal with the leadership that's got people in bondage. I hear God's telling the leadership, let my people go. There's a lot of people getting ready to be let go. And then precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue shall he speak to this people. He really talking about the word and the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost has come, he gonna guide you into all truth. Precept upon precept, line up on line, here a little, there a little. You'll read anything in the Bible, and the Holy Ghost will show you where that fit perfectly. If you find one scripture that violates another scripture, I promise you that's not scripture. That's just how strategic God's word is. Nothing violates itself. But now, on the other hand, there's another principle. You can take and find three scriptures agreeing, and you can almost be guaranteed you got a solid doctrine, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. But if you find one witness that confront something you claim is truth, it's wrong. Because nothing in this Bible can contradict itself. Nothing. Now, last verse in this little segment, Acts 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. That's what study is. If I get up in the morning, and sometimes I might get up late and I'm rushing to work, I promise you, my first break, I'm going to get in this word. But there are no more that I can't remember mornings where I got up and I didn't go to this word and I didn't go to God in prayer. And I'm telling you, we live in a day and time now. We cannot afford to let days pass by. We don't go get on our face before God. Get on your knees. Sit in your chair. However you pray. But we got to commune with him every day now. And we got to visit this word every day. The Bible's sitting here telling us that when these people heard, God speaks from this pulpit. How many of y'all believe that? I hope you believe he's speaking tonight. And this ain't somebody you're just testing to see if he can preach. No, God is speaking. God is speaking in this house ever since this house had opened. And I'm just sharing this with you because I want to encourage you, because this is a very dangerous time we're living in. And God's serious. Search this book every day. And if we're not doing that, I'm telling you, you know, sometimes you feel a burden. I just have a burden to tell people this. Why is this burden on me? Somebody need this. Why you think I'm up here burdened saying this? God talking to somebody. We got to get off Facebook if that's what it takes. Get off Instagram if that's what it takes. Come on now, if we spending more time on Facebook and all of this stuff than we are this, I'm telling you, we off course. And we think we got it going on. Holy Ghost ain't repeating this for nothing. Acts 17, verse 11. These was more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. I'm going to make this point again, then I'm gonna go to my close because I want to show you what the scripture talks about saving yourselves. Let me sum it up. Bible told us in the last days, a lot of people are going to leave the faith because they're going to be taken in by seducing spirits. That's a fact. And we're in the last of the last days. In 2 Timothy, he told every one of us, study to show yourself approved. You say, well, I know that. Look, the word, God will give you revelation of a revelation. Yes, it will. You got a revelation, God got another revelation in that. Study. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, many false prophets going out into the world. And the Bible tells us, try every spirit. Every time Apostle Lewis get up, you're supposed to try the spirit on my life. That is not an insult. That is a safety device for you and for me. Because if you see I'm off course, come win me because I don't want to die to go to hell. And if I see you off course, I'm supposed to be trying to win you. Bible said encourage one another daily. Why? It's just that serious. So try every spirit. Then he tell you how to try them. There's an anointing inside of you. And if you develop yourself in listening to him, you'll always know the truth. Because there's an unction that's going to guide you into all truth. He's going to take you right back to these scriptures. He'll go find another scripture and show you that's what that meant. This city need this because many of them are deceived. Then he said, line up on line, precept upon precept. So if you study to show yourself approved, if you try every spirit, see whether it be of God, if you trust that unction on the inside of you and you let him show you line up on line, precept upon precept here a little, and then you search the scriptures daily, you will never be deceived. You said, that's a lot. That's what it takes. If you want that world, if you want that throne, if that throne is not that serious to you, yeah, this is a lot. This is not a lot. How are we going to judge angels? But this is a lot. This is not a lot. This is your eternal destiny. This is what you got to do. Hallelujah. Now, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me close this thing. Why am I so thorough and passionate about checking out things regarding this Bible? And I didn't just start teaching this. I've been teaching this quite some time now in this city because I've been showing the city how to test their leaders. And then I had to let them see that. Now, look, this is not an insult to test your leader. The Bible tell you to do it. How is that an insult when the Bible tell you to do it? Glory to God. And so most people, they call me and they write me and they're telling me I'm testing everything. Amen. But then, and then the leaders, I hear some of the leaders and start changing their mirror. Oh yeah, test everybody. and they telling lies to the city. But at least we got a consciousness in the city. Why am I so passionate about this? Because your eternal destiny is at stake. These folks' lives are out here at stake. I call myself a preacher in my generation. I have a lot of dreams, visions, and God, you know, showed me things. I'm just telling y'all things he done showed me. I had an instant vision of a multitude of preachers coming up to stand before God. And God was talking to all of us. And he was telling those preachers. I was in line, and he was talking to those preachers. He said, why you lived in the city with preachers who deceive the entire world and you never said one thing? And that put the fear of God in me. And I said, you know what? I don't care what it costs me. I ain't going to live in a city with somebody deceiving the whole world and not try to do something. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why am I so passionate about this? And why I'm so strategic with teaching people how to discern everything and everybody, starting with me first, because your eternal destiny is at stake. Second reason is the Bible itself instructs us to take heed to what we hear. That word take heed means to discern it, to behold it, to look at it clearly, and to proceed. He said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There ain't nothing that can overcome you. But it was because I discern that word, I perceive that word, I appreciate that word. I'm taking everything serious. You better. Okay, last thing. Here's why I'm so passionate about all this. There are major doctrines of deceptions all in the air. All in the air. Let me just share a couple of them with you. Now, this is predominant right here in Baton Rouge and in all Louisiana, but it's also on a national scale. These are doctrines right here that are dominant, and they've been taught to people as if they are the truth. We was on the phone. I had one of my ministers in Texas call me the other day, and he sells cars. He got a car dealership and car business, and a man called him, wanted to sell him a truck, and he began to witness to him, and the man gave him the truck. And he sent him to our website, and the man went on the website and caught on fire, said, I knew you could live without sin. I knew you could do this. And he went back to his mentor, the guy who had won him to Christ. The guy had been serving Christ for about 5 years, the one that won him. And he just newly into this thing. And he's telling him, everybody going to sin. You can't stop sinning. And he messed around, went to the website, and found out you can live without sinning. And the guy called me. Mark called me. And the guy, his name is Jeff, he called me. Then his mentor called me, too. We was all four of us was on the line. My wife was listening to the conversation. And we just are talking and talking, and my wife can testify. That guy, the mentor, the one that won him to Christ, he put up such a fight to defend sin. And these doctrines that have been taught, I'm telling you, when you run into one of these people, you done ran into Satan. And all of a sudden, something hit me, and I said, look, brother, let me tell you something. I retain every word against you. I said, you taking the holy word of God and twisting it and stopping this man from believing. Just like Paul told that man that tried to turn the deputy away from the faith, Paul spoke, and God judged him. And I spoke over that man and said, I'm retaining this to you till you repent. That man said, thank you for being concerned about my soul. Put down the fight. Oh, we're in warfare. But let me show you some of the doctrines that hold people in bondage. And let me tell you something about a doctrine, a false doctrine. That's a demon. Those demons empower those thoughts and doctrines. It's a wind. It's a spirit behind it. And you tell a person the truth, sometimes you'll see them get mad. You'll see that countenance change. That's a demon you're dealing with. That's a doctrine of a devil. Those are devils. Here's some doctrines. There are some sin doctrines in the air. They are being preached from Monday to Friday, probably the weekend too. I keep up with them all the way Monday to Friday. I kind of give myself a break on the weekend. But from Monday to Friday, they are teaching all around the country and predominant in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They are teaching sin doctrine. Here's some of the things they say. They say, we will all sin. Sister Marilyn, they're teaching that every single day in this city. We will all sin. They took the word if out and said you will sin. It's just a matter of time. Everybody got skeleton. You going to sin. I promise. And then they teach when you sin, you're still justified with God. That's what they teach every day. And here's some of the scriptures they use. I am not lying on nobody. Telling you facts. Here's the scripture they use. 1 John 1:8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. They'll take that scripture out of context. They'll quote it. You'll hear them quote it. Don't do this, honey. They'll quote this scripture right here and say, if you say you can live without sinning, you're a lie. They go right here to the scripture. Now, they took that scripture out of context and made it a sin message. Let me tell you what that scripture means. You back up to verse 6. And you put verse 6 and verse 8 together, or put the whole book in context, It says in verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That's verse 8 is talking about the person in verse 6. He is not saying in verse 8, it's impossible to live without sin. But these sin preachers, they take that verse and never read verse 6, never read the context, and they'll tell you if you say you got no sin, you're a liar. And they teach that as a doctrine, predominant right here in this city. Here's another one. All have sinned. Now, y'all know that's in the Bible. Watch this. Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And they'll read that scripture. We in warfare. Hallelujah. But they say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And they preach it in the context. You got sin. But if you look at that verse, it said all have. Slick. I'm telling you, folks are being caught up and deceived. It said all have, past tense. What they didn't read is Romans 6, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. They didn't read that. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer than how?
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for listening to the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast with Apostle Curtis Lewis. And if you would like to call us, glory to God, you can call us at 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. If you'd like to visit one of our services, you can visit us at 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more free teaching, go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. Come on out and visit with us, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. God bless you, Apostle Lewis, and we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.